Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, and it is Wednesday morning. It was breakfast in the blues this morning, and apparently, you know, this last week or so, I've had several people that I don't know if they're just at the beach or if they're getting a suntan or sleeping in. I'm not sure what's
vacationing,
going on. Vacationing yeah. Something. But anyway, someone was supposed to be here. They're not here this morning, and Jonathan, who's now my new best friend, Jonathan Cook with Jonathan's Flooring and Construction, agreed to hang out with me for another half hour. Thank you, Jonathan.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I'm always, I like talking to people and answering
you
questions.
You got a good radio voice.
Yeah, if it allows me to answer some more questions, talk to people, get my name out there, I'm always down for that.
I love it.
I do have to get to my job and do an outside job today, but 30 minutes ain't going to make a difference.
Good. Well, I really appreciate it. So we're going to continue with our remodeling and housing and construction and flooring conversation. It's Jonathan Cook. He's with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. So if you have a question, more opportunity for you. 850-437-1620. So you've got plans this week. Are you doing anything special? I mean, so many people are doing the blues this week out on the beach.
No, I wish. We were going to, but we were going to rent a house out there, and then it was hard to get a house, so we ended up not. I might go out there the weekend, but to be honest, I've got a couple of my own projects I'm trying to wrap up, mm-hmm. A couple houses I've been remodeling that I want to get on the market. So when I have a day off, I have the weekend. I like doing that. I mean, I know it sounds crazy, but I like doing that.
No, you're passionate about what you do.
Yeah, so,
I mean, I think that's
so that's
great.
My plans for the weekend is to wrap up two of my own houses. But I tell you the truth, the real estate market is really not doing the greatest.
Yeah, you were
right
mentioning
now.
That. And, I'm seeing a lot of for sale signs out there.
Right, there are. And so I've got two houses on the market right now that have been on the market. One's been on there like 30 days and one maybe 2 months. And that is extremely unusual for us because we put a lot of effort into our houses. And I would encourage anybody that wants to go see one of ours to go check it out.
Can you give us the addresses where they are?
Yeah. So we have a house at 508 Paulding, that's for sale. Uh-huh. And it's fully renovated, fully remodeled. We're asking $250,000. When I bought that house to remodel it, I was going to sell it for $280,000. But then I end up listing it for $270,000 and cut it down to $250,000.
Wow.
It is way worth it. It will appraise every bit of $280,000. And the crazy thing is we're getting a lot of showings, but people just right now don't want to spend with the interest rate so high. And I think people are just waiting to see what happens, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have another one at Hanson, fully renovated, fully done, 117 Hanson Boulevard.
How many bedrooms?
3-bedroom, 2-bath, mm-hmm. 1,200 square foot on that one, which we're also at $260,000. The other one is 1,440 square foot, and it's on Paulding, which is down in that area off Gulf Beach Highway in Fairfield.
Right.
The thing is, it's only like four houses down from the water. So you can walk four houses down to the bay,
uh-huh.
and you can watch a Blue Angel show right there.
Oh, wow.
So it's a great deal. And so I'm excited to get these other two that I have wrapped up and on the market. But the truth is, I already have two on the market that haven't sold. I'm very confident they will and they will come around because I'm very confident in our work and what our job looks like. And I know somebody's going to walk in and love it. It's just a matter of getting them sold, though.
So is this your favorite thing to do, to flip houses?
It is.
You should see the smile on his face right now.
I've been doing it so long, and I feel like I'm really good at it.
Yeah.
So that's the thing. I'm sure everybody else out there thinks they're really good at it, too.
I know I'm not. I'm real honest. I'm a reality check. I know what I'm good at. And
because
that's not
I meet house flippers all day, and they'd be telling me, oh, yeah, you know, I've flipped 100 houses. I'm the best at it. This now I'm like, well, I don't know. I'm pretty good, too, you know? So I'm sure a lot of people feel that way. But it goes back to what I said, to put an effort in. So I don't necessarily do it just for the money, which I do want to make a profit on my houses. I'm not going to sit here and say I don't. I'm a full service business for profit, you know, and we have a lot of employees. So I have a responsibility to make a profit and keep my guys paid and keep their families, eating and paying their bills.
Yeah.
But with that being said, profit doesn't drive everything we do.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to remodel a house. I'm going to do it the way I want to do it. I'm going to make it look good. And every single house, I finish it. And then after I finish it, I figure out how much I spent on it. And then I put a profit on it and put it for sale. And every one I've sold, usually rather quick, which is why I'm saying, like, right now I have two on the market that haven't sold. This is the first time I've ever had two houses sitting, one sitting for 2 months. I've never had a house for 2 months on the market.
Huh.
So, I'm not going to let that discourage. We're going to keep going. Like I said, this weekend, I'm going to have two more ready, and then we're going to have some more coming behind that, and we're going to keep going.
Keep on going.
Because I am confident it's going to come around.
Oh, yeah.
If anything, we're just going to be sitting on a lot of inventory we can sell.
Yeah, never hurts, so you'll sell them.
But why that's so important is because when you're out there and you're thinking about listing your house and putting it on the market,
mm-hmm.
And I put a lot of time and effort and work into mine, and it's sitting for a month or two. So making it look good, putting new floors, new paint, doing repairs to it, it is more important than ever right now, because there are so many houses on the market for sale right now. If your house doesn't stand out or look fresh and clean, someone's just going to skip over it and go to the next house.
So if someone is thinking about selling, and could they have you come out and take a look and make suggestions on what would help the house sell?
Right.
Maybe this bathroom's outdated, the fixtures aren't right, those
kinds
of things?
So I get a lot of people that do that, and I come out. You know, and then a lot of people will call a realtor. Like I know Christine Leavenworth, I've heard her name a few times. There's a lot of great realtors out there, like Jason McGuire at Remax, or mm-hmm. David Porter over at Old South. Bruce Baker is good. I don't want to say too many names, because I know so many realtors are going to be like, why didn't you mention me? You know, but people will call realtors and they will say, hey, you know, call Jonathan and do these 10 items. And that's great. But I think people could just call me, and most
directly.
Times I can just go out there and look at it and be like, hey, this is what you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
And the great thing is all of our estimates, again, are broke down by line item. So I will get there and somebody will say, hey, I'm thinking about painting the house before I put it up for sale. And I'll be like, well, let me make a list of
right.
what I think needs to be done. But everything is line itemed out, all the way down to a doorknob, light bulb, light fixture. And so you can look through that list and say, okay, I want to do these 10 items, but I don't want to do those 20. Or you can take my list and go talk to your realtor and say, hey, if I do all this list, what would that change on my price? Or can I recoup this money? Or is any of this not worth doing?
Mm-hmm.
And you have something there to sit and debate and then walk out of there with a plan. And you can call me with a plan, and we can get it done and get it on the market for you.
That is great. So give us your number so we can call you.
Okay, so it's 850-332-5905. You can look us up on Facebook at Jonathan's Construction and Flooring, or you can always just stop by the office. And I will say, if you call the office, leave a message, because I have people tell me like, oh, I called your office and no one answered the phone. Well, we have two phone lines up there, so if no one answers, because they're on the phone lines with people,
right?
That's
right.
The only time they don't answer. So if they're on the line with somebody else, leave a message. They check the messages every day, so
okay.
They'll call you back.
Okay.
Or you can just hang up and call back too, you know. Or you can look us up at Jonathan's Construction and Flooring on Facebook, or jonathansflooring.com, so our website. Stop by the office, I was going to say, at 9320
right.
North Palafox, or stop one of our guys on the road. I mean, we're all around. We're pretty easy to find.
Is there a fee for you to come out and take a look?
No. So it's a free estimate.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that's good, because a lot of people charge.
Right. And so, like I say, it's a free estimate, and we do them every Tuesday and Thursday.
Tuesdays and Thursdays.
And it doesn't matter how big the estimate is, because even we had thought about that a long time back.
Mm-hmm.
Charging for large estimates, because some of the large estimates, when I go out and like I want to, you know, flip this house, I mean, this would be a 3 or 4 page estimate with so many items. I like to line item everything out. This could take several hours to get this estimate done,
right?
You know?
Right.
So we had talked about a long time back starting to charge like $200 for large estimates and do smaller ones for free. But then I was like, you know, I don't want to get into that. I feel like it's just part of the business. Sometimes you got to invest, you got to spend that money. It may cost us a little bit doing it, but you balance that out with the business you're getting back in return. And so we've just always kept it free.
Okay.
Because I feel like it's just easier to do that.
Okay, well, we're going to take a quick break. We're talking with Jonathan Cook with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. Got some texts coming in, Jonathan, so we're going to have to answer those questions when we come back. If you've got a question, text it on in at 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk. We'll be back after the break. Welcome back to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Jonathan Cook is hanging around with me this morning, and I so appreciate it, with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. Got some texts coming in for you, Jonathan. And this particular listener had sent in a text a couple of shows ago, I believe, saying that Jonathan's Flooring installed my hardwood floors and carpet and my house and did an amazing job. So their question now is, what is the best thing to do to get into house flipping? And how do you, this is the trick question, and how do you maintain a full-time business and house flipping on the side?
Well, so a big part of that is because my business is house flipping.
There you go.
So
okay,
it makes it easier.
That's helpful.
But I say that, But the truth of the matter is, most of the time I'm busy doing everybody else's house and I have to do mine on the weekends.
Right.
So everybody's like, oh, you have all these guys working for you, can flip your house. Well, those guys I have to pay them. So they're out making money doing other people's houses. They're not doing mine. Uh-huh. But it does make it easier having them. So yes, I can have them do little stuff here and there. I'd say one of the biggest things is education. You know, I definitely get with a good realtor, talk with them, try to learn the market. I don't care if it's house flipping, if it's a stock market, if it's a flooring store. I've personally learned through life, a lot of it is just simply watching. So like when I say that, like I buy and sell stocks, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I sit there and I have a certain watch list and I see them stocks every day when I check them. So I know what they fluctuate from. I know, you know, Coca-Cola may go from, you know, 100 a share to 110. I want to buy it at 100, right? Same thing with real estate. Same concept. Pick an area you like or you want to flip in. Watch, see what other houses are being listed for and what do they look like? What condition do they look like?
Hmm.
Figure it by the square foot. Say, okay, this is being listed for $170 square foot. It's completely remodeled. I've saw one sell for 160, one for 140. Watch your area. And then when you say, okay, you see one that's listed for 120 a square foot, you're like, hey, I can get that. I can put, you know, 30,000 into it and I can get this 170 a square foot. A lot of it is just putting time and education in. And then also there's a lot of off market deals these days. So there's a lot of wholesaling. We probably don't have time to get into that today. But I would encourage you, if you want to get into house flipping, look up wholesalers.
Interesting.
And, start getting to know wholesalers. There's a couple meetup groups around. There's one that Caleb Drake does downtown. So it's the third Thursday of every month,
mm-hmm.
and it's at Odd Colony at 7 o'clock. So I'm just going to give that out there for Caleb.
I didn't even know that existed.
Yeah, so there's about 40 people.
So what do they meet about? Yeah, tell them more about
so
that.
So it's about 40 people that meet. They do house flipping. They're all flippers for the most part. And
uh-huh.
every meetup, there will be somebody that speaks on a topic. So they may speak about, you know, borrowing money or finance or, you know, things like that. But I started going to it, and I don't really go to listen to the speakers, to be honest. But I just like the networking
mm-hmm.
with the other house
sure.
flippers. And so there's a few of them. Mike Hamby over at Keller Williams,
mm-hmm.
he has another meetup. He meets every Wednesday at 4 o'clock, and it's for house flippers. His isn't as big, but you should have about 10 people there, 10, 15 people.
That's so cool. I had no idea. That's great.
Yeah, there's a lot of them like that. So I would encourage somebody to do that if you haven't never flipped, just to get information from other flippers. Because even I've been doing this a long time, and I'll go to like some of these meetups and I'll hear stories and I'm like, I didn't even think about that.
Right.
But I will get information. And so 20 years doing this, I'm still learning and getting information.
Mm-hmm.
So I would definitely do that. And then just look up on Facebook, off-market property in Pensacola. So there's a lot of Facebook groups that do off-market deals. So these are people that are selling that aren't listed through a realtor.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where a lot of your wholesalers are going to be selling at. I would look that up.
Well, great question, because we sure went into it. I didn't even know that existed. So
right.
That's really
yeah.
interesting. Got a really nice comment here for you, Jonathan. This listener says, I'm in a very similar line of work, and it is so refreshing to hear this guy, Jonathan Cook, say the smart answers to everyone's questions. I'm glad to hear him speaking up for our trade.
So oh, I appreciate that, because I agree. I do feel like that some of our trade is lost in today's
mm-hmm.
world. A lot of guys, as I was talking about earlier, just don't put the effort in. That's all it is. It's not that I'm way better than everybody else. It's just I put a lot of effort in. And there's a lot of other guys that do, too. I'm not the only one. But you can always tell the difference.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care who you are. You can tell the difference when somebody puts effort in or not. And this goes to, in my opinion, everything in life.
Oh, sure.
Everywhere you go. You know, I go to like, say I go to Lowe's, and there's some guys that I know there. I can be like, hey, I need this, to help me get it and get out the door. And there's other guys I got to ask 10 times and follow them around to get a forklift to get something off the top shelf.
Right.
It's just how much effort are you putting in
mm-hmm.
to your job?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when I say that, you have to enjoy it. You have to love it and want to do it.
I think passion has a lot to do with it.
It does. Because you're not going to put all that effort into something you don't like.
Mm-hmm.
You have to enjoy doing it. Like I said, working outside and sweating, I enjoy it.
So that's what I said.
My kids act like they're dying if I make them come out there and help me, but I enjoy it. I have a day off, like on Sundays, and a lot of times I like to wash my truck because I can work on my tan. I wash my truck. I just enjoy doing it. It doesn't bother me. To me, it's not work. Mm-hmm. So when you get guys like that put a lot of effort in like that, you can tell the difference in it.
Yeah, absolutely. We're talking with Jonathan Cook with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. You can text in a question. We still got some time at 850-437-1620. We're going to take another quick break. We'll be back with Pep Talk in just a minute. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And our expert in the house is Jonathan Cook with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. He stuck around with me because someone was busy this morning, apparently couldn't come in. So I really appreciate you spending a little extra time with us this
morning.
Yeah,
well, I appreciate talking with you. I enjoy it. So if you have any questions, feel free to text in. And like I said, always, if you don't get a chance to text in, you can call us at our store afterwards. It's 850-332-5905. Most cases, I won't be there probably right after the show, but Sherry or Becca, one will answer it, and they'll be happy to get you in touch with me.
Great. You know, so. Well, he's such an expert on all of this, so I'm excited. We're going to be doing this for quite a while, have you coming back and doing the show with us. So I love it when we do these shows. I was talking about GardenLine with Mike, where people can call him about gardening. We had my friend Kenny from Affordable Automotive yesterday talking about
I think it is important because, you know, one is just sharing my knowledge and what I've learned over the last 20 years. But I like listening to the other shows, too, mm-hmm. because everyone has so many different experiences in life.
Right.
They're going to have knowledge and experiences that I will never have just in the line of business they're in. Same as me. Somebody could call me and ask me a question about a house that honestly, you're probably never going to have that experience I had if you hadn't spent 20 years doing this.
Right.
So it's easy for me to share that with somebody else. And I don't mind doing it because I get it back from other people.
Of course.
Well, that's how I learn.
I like to share what I know.
Yeah, me too.
And it's effortless. Like when that person might be totally like perplexed by the whole issue.
And I don't mind if somebody asks me something I don't know because it gives me a chance to look it up. And I'm like, oh, that's a good idea. Let me find out about that.
We have the research department here.
I love history. I love learning things.
Yeah.
So if somebody's like, hey, ask me a question I don't know, then I don't mind saying, let me check into that and find out, mm-hmm. you know? If I go to do an estimate,
right.
and most time I can price it then, that mm-hmm. day, but I'll run into something that I'm like, I've never seen this before. I don't know how to price this, you know, and I'll
right.
go look it up. And
but that's kind of fun,
me.
Too,
it
actually.
It is.
See, my thing would be, I would love to do old houses.
Yeah,
love that. I think I would love that, just doing the renovation where you're actually being true to the floor and the history and that kind of thing. You don't like those?
No. I've done a couple of the historical houses downtown.
Yeah.
It's not that I mind them. It's they're so time-consuming.
Oh, I'm sure.
And I usually have a lot going on. And I have told customers before, like some of these older Victorian styles. So we did one last year, and it was a big job. And we actually enjoy doing it for an investor. But I will sometimes tell people, hey, you might be better with somebody else other than me.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody that's going to put the time and effort into it. Because all the siding, we had to hand make it.
Oh, wow.
It was all a half inch thick.
Wow.
And any contractor out there know what I'm talking about. When we go by lap siding, it's going to be 5/8 to 3/4 inch thick. And what's on them houses down there is a half inch thick, like 1x6.
Ooh.
But it's not even actually a 1x6. In some cases, it's a little bigger. So we end up having to buy 1x8s, cut them down, and then plane them all down to a half inch with siding on. So sometimes it's just a lot of work, and you got to have the time for it. But yeah, feel free to give us a call or stop by our store. Our store is at 9320 North Halifax Street. We're always happy to see people and talk to them. And give us a call, 850-332-5905. Or text your question in next Wednesday when I'm here.
All right. And then we have a couple questions that just came in, so we'll have to get them to, or you can call them at the office. That number
you
again?
Give us a call, or I answer them next Wednesday.
Okay. Thanks, Jonathan.